From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's state news agency says the Syrian government says it is ready to resume United Nations-sponsored peace talks with the opposition in Geneva at the end of August. The announcement followed talks in Damascus between UN Special Envoy Ramzi Ramzi and Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Miqdad.
I explained to the minister how we intend to proceed, and we discussed how to render this process of political transition, which has already been endorsed by the Security Council.
It is unclear if the talks yielded progress on the impasse over the future of President Bashar al-Assad. In other developments, the Britain-based London Observatory for Human Rights says U.S.-backed forces have driven Islamic State forces from 70% of the besieged city of Manbij near the Turkish border. Also, the International Rescue Committee says airstrikes targeted a hospital in the opposition-controlled town of Dara, killing at least six people. The identity of the aircraft was not clear. At least 13 people have been killed, including seven attackers in an assault on a Somali police compound in Mogadishu. Somalia's internal security minister says the target of the attack was the headquarters building of the Criminal Investigation Department. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraqi officials say militants have launched two attacks on energy facilities in northern Iraq, killing at least five people. Both assaults Sunday took place in Kurdish-controlled areas of Kirkuk province. At least three of the four assailants were killed in the attacks. It was not immediately clear whether they detonated their bomb vests or were killed by security forces. This is VOA News. Turkey intensified its crackdown Sunday on officials who allegedly played a role in the failed coup in mid-July, dismissing nearly 1,400 military personnel. Among those discharged was a top aide to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Mr. Erdogan is seeking to tighten his grip on the country's armed forces and its spy agency. More than 50,000 Turks have now lost their jobs across the country, and more than 18,000 have been detained, all for their alleged connection or support of Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric blamed for the coup attempt. New York-based Human Rights Watch is demanding authorities in Afghanistan prosecute militia forces for the abuse and killing of civilians in Faryab province. The group says its probe into an attack in June has found members of the Junbish militia, loyal to First Vice President Abdul Rashid Dostum, were behind the violence. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was engulfed in controversy Sunday after he suggested his creation of thousands of jobs as a businessman was a sacrifice comparable to the death of a Muslim American soldier killed fighting in Iraq. Khizr Khan, the father of Army Captain Humayun Khan, told CNN that Trump is, quoting now, totally unfit for the leadership of his country. Here's Mr. Trump.
I saw him. He was, very emotional and probably looked like a nice guy to me. His wife, if you look at his wife, she was standing there. She had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say, you tell me, but plenty of people have written that. She was extremely quiet.
Khan, a Pakistani immigrant, said in a speech at last week's Democratic National Convention that his family would never have been allowed to immigrate to the U.S. under Trump's immigration policy. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said on Fox News Sunday that Republican Donald Trump's views about Russia raise national security issues and questions about his temperament. Clinton accused Trump of having what she called an absolute allegiance to Russian policy goals.
And we know that Donald Trump has shown a very troubling willingness to back up Putin, to support Putin.
Trump, in an interview with ABC News, said he has no relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Media tallies show former Defense Minister Yuriko Koike is the winner in Sunday's Tokyo gubernatorial election. She becomes the first female governor of Japan's capital city. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.